Finally, the last couple slides will address two types of neuralgias that are important to know about: trigeminal neuralgia and occipital neuralgia. Neuralgia is simply nerve pain, and trigeminal neuralgia is a painful condition. The pain usually is severe. People will describe unilateral facial pain, commonly in only one distribution of the trigeminal nerve. However, it can be in more than one. So the pain is severe within the trigeminal nerve distribution, but it certainly does not radiate beyond that nerve distribution. Pain is commonly described as shooting or stabbing or sharp pain or electric shock kind of pain. It can be precipitated by things like, you know, shaving, brushing the teeth, touching the face, or simply just exposure to a breeze or the wind or air that may stimulate the pain. The pain is usually very brief. It could be a few seconds to maybe a minute or so, and then it will go away completely. However, it's going to come back again. So it's kind of paroxysmal. Again, don't confuse that with paroxysmal hemicrania, because there are no autonomic features with trigeminal neuralgia, and trigeminal neuralgia is a facial pain in the face itself, not necessarily a headache. However, if it happens in the first division, the ophthalmic division of the trigeminal nerve, then the pain can be periorbital. So that can trigger some confusion with paroxysmal hemicrania. Remember, paroxysmal hemicrania is a trigeminal autonomic cephalgia. So they share some common etiology, but paroxysmal hemicrania will have the autonomic features and will only respond to indomethacin. The etiology of trigeminal neuralgia most of the time is because of compression on the trigeminal nerve, usually by a small vascular loop or a small branch of blood vessel that is irritating the nerve. Treatment, mostly anti-epileptic drugs. Multiple anti-epileptic drugs can be used and they are effective. However, the most effective and most studied one is carbamazepine, so that's important to know. If a patient fails the medical treatment, then there are surgical options using gamma knife or a direct surgery for micro decompression of the nerve, period.